This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Empire. The newest tracking for basketball stars.
You know, you don't have to install a full sensor base system. How can we actually take, you know, your video and your data, utilizing some of the AI tools that we use right now, and synchronize it so that it makes sense for you?
That's Davion Ross, co-founder of Shot Tracker, who is helping teams and players grow their games through data. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. We started following tracking technology years ago on this show, and Davion Ross was a former guest. After the end of the most recent college basketball season, we decided to check in with Davion to see how the technology and the partnerships have progressed. Our guest this week is Davion Ross. He's the co-founder of Shot Tracker. He's a repeat guest on our podcast. And in basketball, his company does exactly what the name suggests it does. It tracks all the shots for all the coaches and the players. Hey, Davion, how are you? Nice to catch up with you.
Man, it's always a pleasure to spend time with you. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to chat.
So it's been a while since we had you on. So why don't we just start with, just give us the background of Shot Tracker, what it does, and then we'll go through how it's grown over the last few years.
Yeah, so Shot Tracker is a sensor-based technology that tracks statistics and analytics. You know, we're in the midst of, you know, that process of I wouldn't say reinventing ourselves, because we're still doing the same things that we're doing. We're just trying to do it a little bit differently. We're trying to add additional products for our audiences, which at this point in time is coaches. We've got other audiences that we work with, but you know, in Shot Tracker, we're leveraging, you know, a lot of sensor data, a lot of, you know, cloud compute, you know, a ton of AI to do some really interesting things. The thing that we really focus on is really, you can't improve what you don't measure. So how can we provide our coaches, players, and teams with the data to help them make the right decisions? Surprisingly, it started off as shots. Now we do so much more than shots in regards to, you know, from paint touches to advanced analytics to number of passes in a possession, where you get your shots, et cetera. So it's been a fun ride and definitely an evolution over the last several years.
So what do coaches want to know when they talk to you about the product and the information that you're going to give to them? What do they want to learn about their teams and their players?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, basketball is a game where, I mean, you got to score to win. So a lot of the times when we talk to coaches, they want to understand, one, who are the right shooters to put them in the right spots, and how are we getting those shots? You know, people may think it's simple, but you know, when you actually get the ball into the paint, most people play help defense. So it means that somebody's getting open shots. And are they responding in a catch and shoot type of environment where, you know, their defender actually helps and whoever gets that ball to the paint can kick and that's an open shot? And what happens when somebody runs them off the line, meaning it's not a catch and shoot anymore? Are they shooting a similar type of high percentage, you know, by taking a one or two dribbles or taking it to the basket? You know, they want to understand, you know, which five is really clicking, you know. So if you think about the scenario analysis, hey, I'm down by three, you know, who are the folks that, you know, they may not show up in the box score, but who are the folks when they're in the court, we have our highest percentage of shooting. A lot of times they want to know what's going on in the off season. From our perspective, we do quite a bit of practice development and player development, that happens, you know, in the summer in the practice. From the perspective where kids are going in there, they're getting shots up, they're understanding their makes, their misses, their locations, et cetera. And there's meeting goals. You know, there's some teams who do like a workout of a day and they gamify it. So what I mean by that is, hey, this is our workout of the day. You come in with Shot Tracker keeps stats, and we put, you know, on the leaderboard, so you know where you stand amongst the team. And then another cool thing that we do that I think has really resonated well this year was we have these ranking reports. Because we've got, you know, call it, you know, 50, 55 plus teams that are utilizing this system, we let you know how you're doing on a weekly basis compared to the Shot Tracker universe. So, hey, you know, this is where I am from a shots attempted perspective, shots made. I'm ranked 10th on the list, and the person who's ranked first is shooting 30,000 shots more than me.
Yeah.
And then where my players rank, if you have a meeting with a player and you say, hey, you know, you're going to be our lead 3-point specialist next year. But when you look at it, there's, you know, 15 other players in the conference that are putting up more shots, getting more makes in than you, then it allows you to have a conversation. So, man, it's all across the board in regards. Every coach is a little bit different, more care about, you know, there's some Big 12 coaches that care a little bit about ball reversals because it helps to move the defense and the impact and the points per possession per ball reversal. So it's really across the board.
If I was an opposing coach and I wanted to scout the opposition, could I get the same information that is provided to the other team about my opponent? How proprietary is it?
Well, so it really depends on the different conferences and who we work with, right? There's some conferences who have one methodology that everybody should have access to everything. And then there's other conferences who feel like, you know, you should have access to the data in the game that you played, right? And what I mean by that is if you play against, you know, when you go into your system, you have every one of your games means that if you play someone twice a year, you have, you know, how they performed in that game so that you can use it in the postseason tournament or their conference tournament. But it just, it really, really just depends on how people decide to use it. You know, as you brought that up, we're actually working on a brand new AI product that is pretty exciting for us that, you know, we're synchronizing data and video. And what we're trying to do is democratize access to the video and data because it's somewhat of a painful process, right? And thinking about how do you actually utilize AI to use natural language, you know, queries or just how we speak on a traditional layman terms and ask the right questions to get back the data that could help that scouting process that you talk about.
Yeah. For you all, I mean, the initial working with you all was the edge that you could provide to these teams. If it becomes more open source, where's the edge, right?
Yeah, so I think that that's a fair question. I think that from our perspective, what we've seen historically across the board is that, and that's not just about sports and basketball, right? That's in general. We want to provide people the information so that they can do what they can. One of the things, I think you still get that edge because the fact of the matter is that we never, and when I say never, we never share any practice data. Never. I mean, even when we send our ranking reports, we may let you know that you're number five, but you don't see and what percentile you're in, but you don't see who's 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. And you don't see who's 6, 7, 8, 9 to, you know, whatever the number is. So from our perspective, there's still a pretty significant edge in the practice environment. Because what we found is that, look, if somebody wanted to, they can go get the game data, but they're not going to get any practice data. So we ensure, we live by it. Actually, I had a big scare because I was on Twitter and Doug Gottlieb shared one of our ranking reports. If you want, you can go look it up. Mm. He shared one of our ranking reports, which showed a breakdown of all the shooting that Oklahoma State was doing. And he shared this the Monday after they broke the record for the number of three-pointers in a game. So when I saw this on Twitter, I went into panic mode. Like, I called my team up. Who shared this? Because we never publicize or share any ranking report data because we believe that's for the team and for the team alone. We'll help them understand where they stand, but we're not going to share that information. It happened that the coaches actually shared it with him and he got their permission to post it. Mm. But that's how serious we are about keeping the information around practice and the individual workouts for the team as private as possible. What's in game is in the public domain, right?
Yeah.
You can, if you wanted to, you put people, look at the game, go through all the stuff. And I will tell you, in the game, you get 12 shots. You know, in practice, a kid is putting up 500 shots. So, you know, when N is larger, it makes it a ton more sense than you could do some really true analysis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Future Sport is a presentation of Empire Media, a B2B and B2C podcast and digital company dedicated to making your business or brand be heard. Internal or external content creation that will have a lasting impact on your strategy, consulting, creation, and production, all to help you effectively communicate your message in any marketplace. Learn more at empiremedia.com, A-M-P-I-R-E-media.com. You spoke earlier about that you're in the middle of reinventing yourself as a company. Can you describe what you meant by that?
Yeah, for sure. So it's not reinventing as people like think about it in its you know, traditional sense, right? We're not becoming something new, but I think what we're trying to do as an organization is really figure out how we can provide more value to our partners and lower the barrier to entry to work with us. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have like a lot of the big schools. You know, now we're thinking about, okay, how do we work with smaller mid-major schools? You know, that's in itself is a reinvention of our model. And then how do we actually have additional products that, you know, people can, you know, land and expand with us, meaning that, you know, you don't have to install a full sensor based system. How can we actually take, you know, your video and your data utilizing some of the AI tools that we use right now and synchronize it so that it makes sense for you? So, you know, it's, you know, reinvention is probably a too strong a word, but it's, you know, we are who we are, but it's how do we provide more to our partners and how do we leverage technology to really supply additional, you know, features and products to our partners and give others the opportunity to work with us who historically maybe haven't because they couldn't install a system in their arena or facility for cost, et cetera.
Take me through the technology and since we last spoke, how it's changed through the years. How do you get all of the data and what advancements have you seen in the technology to make it better?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, our original system was solely a sensor-based system, meaning that we had a sensor in the ball, a sensor on the player, you know, sensors around the arenas. We went through an install process. And we capture that data. And I think, look, that it's very powerful, right? Because it's fast. Like literally we could know, we know that the ball moves 1.9 inches every 8.3 milliseconds, right? So we know that type of data. And just for everybody to get some context, I mean, it takes us a few hundred milliseconds to blink, right? So you understand the speeds, you know, the relativity of the speeds that we're dealing with. From our perspective, where we've come, as you guys know, AI is we've been doing AI ML for quite some time, right? Like that's how we train our models in regards to the sensor data. But what AI has done is it's opened up some ways that we can actually do this in a different manner, right? Now we can take your video, you know, we can run some analysis on it. We can synchronize, your video with a box score and those could be sources that we don't generate. So I think what we're doing right now is we're just leveraging the tools in the market, leveraging the technologies. As I said, we've been doing, you know, machine learning and different AI type of components for quite some time. We're just trying to lean more heavily on it. And then build products that, you know, because we already synchronize, you know, our data with video, how do we not originate some of this, but be able to leverage it and deliver the tools that we have that we believe are so important to our partners. So for us, it's more about just leveraging the tools, leveraging the solutions and really leaning in so that we can build products that make sense for our partners and for all.
So much has changed in this field since we last spoke. If we do this again in a few years, what do you hope ShotTracker is able to do? What do you think coaches and teams will be asking for? What's next on the horizon?
Look, I think I don't want to be a broken record in regards to, but I think we're at really, although, you know, things like AI have been around for like 50 years. I actually just did a panel on Saturday at the National Association of Basketball Coaches. And I led the panel with Coach Huss from High Point, who was Big South Coach of the Year, used to be an assistant at Creighton. Steve Helmuth, you know, longtime tech exec from the NBA. And then also Ryan Resch, assistant GM of the Suns. I led that panel, and that panel was all about how can we leverage AI for coaching and for all the things that are happening in coaches today. If you think about the collegiate market, I mean, they have to deal with transfer portal. They have to deal with NIL. I mean, it's just a lot. And what I can say is that we're in very nascent stages of leveraging AI to handle and to make life easier for all of these different groups. I think we're going to see a resurgence of, I think we're going to go back to the old days. And what I mean by that is when people didn't have to worry about this stuff and they were focusing on player development and coaches were spending more time on player development versus, you know, all the other things that they have to work on. And I think that that time is going to come because of how we grow from a technology perspective and the speed and the rapid pace in regards to where technology is going. And it starts simplifying the work that we're doing so that we could actually go back to the simpler things that basketball coaches were originally brought here on earth to do, which is make players better. And that's my hope, right? That the technology comes full circles and allows us to do the things that are more human, you know, versus us having to do some of the remedial but tedious task that a lot of the coaches have to do today.
All right, last thing, and maybe you have an answer to this, and you probably don't, because if you did, someone would have implemented it by now. How do you stop UConn? Because no one seems to be able to do it.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I guess if you're playing 10 on 5, give the team, let the team bring out the whole bench, because, man, it's incredible what they've been able to do over the last 2 years, right? What is that, 14 wins? You know, by a you know, was it? It's 12 or 14 wins by like a, you know, a margin of victory.
I think it's arguable in modern basketball, it's the most dominant run by any program. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this.
Yeah, not back to back like that, because, you know, and the thing about it is that there's this the playing field is being leveled, right? Because the kids are so talented. I mean, if you look at the schools like the run that NC State had. You know, there's this level playing field, right? It's not just the blue bloods, right? I mean, you could consider UConn somewhat of a blue blood, but there was no Kansas, which surprisingly, there was no Kentucky. There was no Duke in the Final Four. But yeah, man, it's incredible what coach and the rest of the crew at UConn has been able to do. And, I don't know. I think we're also seeing this whole turnaround of, you know, getting just a freshman just because the transfer portal is there. It's like free agency every year. So I think we're going to see a lot of different groups catching up to the blue bloods who were able to have the incredible teams before, you know, and just get better talent. So it's a new time, man. Definitely a new time.
It is. Davion Ross is the co-founder of Shot Tracker. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. My pleasure, Graham.
On the next Future Sport podcast, data-driven rankings for the purpose of odds making.
You can draw parallels to that journey with some of the more successful clubs who have adopted data over these last kind of 10, 15 years. So you look at the journey of Brighton, journey of Brentford. Those models, those insights, the data that those clubs are now using to achieve a competitive edge across their leagues.
That's Mike Adams, co-founder of Karis, who is implementing fast learning algorithms to rank sides in all corners of the sporting globe. That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.